From the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, this is the FAO Brief. In this episode, experts and policymakers call to reinforce the vital role of fisheries and aquaculture in tackling food insecurity during a global gathering held at FAO's headquarters. A new report shows that emerging economies will continue driving agriculture markets in the next decade, and the food price index remains stable in June. The 36th session of the Committee on Fisheries was held last week at FAO's headquarters in Rome. A subsidiary body of the FAO Council, the committee was established by the FAO Conference in 1965. The meeting focused on the role of aquatic foods in global food security and nutrition, their potential as a solution to climate change, the critical contributions of small-scale fishers and fish workers, and the contribution of management to long-term biodiversity goals. According to a recent FAO flagship report, world fisheries and aquaculture production hit a new high of 223.2 million tons in 2022. The report showed that, for the first time, aquaculture production of aquatic animals surpassed capture fisheries. This trend is a promising news for addressing food insecurity, said Manuel Barange, FAO's Assistant Director General and Director of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Division, at the opening of the Committee on Fisheries last week.
There is an increased recognition of the contribution of aquatic foods to global food security and nutrition, which must not be undervalued in a world where 735 million people go to bed hungry every day and over 3 billion people cannot afford a healthy diet.
The 36th session of the Committee on Fisheries was held from July 8 to July 12. Emerging economies have increasingly driven global agriculture market developments over the last 20 years and are projected to continue to do so over the next decade. But with the regional shifts linked to changing demographics and new economic affluence, this is the main finding of a report released in early July by the FAO and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. The joint publication shows that, over the coming decade, India, Southeast Asia, and Sub-Saharan Africa will play an increasing role in global demand. India and Southeast Asian countries are projected to account for 31% of global consumption growth by 2033, driven by their growing urban population and increasing affluence. On the contrary, China's share of additional demand is projected to slow down due to, among other factors, a declining population and slower income growth. A global reference for medium-term prospects for agriculture commodity markets, the OECD FAO Agriculture Outlook has analyzed trends in the demographic and economic drivers of supply and demand, projected the shifts in production and consumption locations, and assessed the changes in trade patterns. The FAO Food Price Index remained stable in June and averaged 120.6 points, the same as its revised figure in May. The index is now 2.1% lower than 1 year ago. The world's benchmark for food commodity prices remained unchanged as increases in international quotations for vegetable oils, sugar, and dairy products offset a decrease in cereals. The FAO Cereal Price Index declined by 3% in June from May due to, among other reasons, improved production prospects in major exporting countries. In contrast, the Vegetable Oil Price Index rose 3.1%, the Sugar Price Index increased 1.9%, and the Dairy Price Index rose 1.2%. Meat prices remained virtually unchanged. The latest FAO Food Price Index was released on July 5th. That's all for FAO Brief this week. To discover more on what's happening at FAO, visit www.fao.org.